I listen to what I want to hear. I listen to what I want to hear. The only things that I listen to are the things that I want to hear. And what I don't want to hear, I do not create my mind thinking about. I do not create my brain engaging. I do not create anything in my life that I do not want to hear. I only create what I want to hear. I listen to what I want to hear. Now, how do I go about listening to what I want to hear? Every moment of my life, I say yes or no to whatever is going on in my world. Every moment of my life, I say yes or no to whatever is taking place in my thinking system. Every moment of my life, I say yes or no to what I am. Now, we are creating ourselves in a world in which so many things are taking place. So many important things are taking place in our world, and we think that that is the most important thing in the world for us to be paying attention to. We think that the discussions that go on in our family are the most important things in the world. We think that the discussions that go on in our world, the politics that we talk about, we think that the conditions of the world, the conditions of life, are so important that we must think about them, we must talk about them. Well, if we would remember, if we'd only remember that whatever we think about, whatever we talk about, whatever we listen to, we are empowering that to be a reality in our life. If we're talking about our good health, if we're talking about our harmonious life, if we're talking about living and being in a world that is absolutely fantastic, a world that is divinely created, a world that is ideally created, a world that is wonderfully brought forth, then that's great. But do we do that? Do we allow ourselves to only concentrate on, do you like to watch murder mysteries? Do you like to watch active stories on television or on and the radio or in the videos? Do you like to watch those things that are violent and that are tearing apart the humanity of our being? Well, if that's what you like to watch, then that's what you're going to create in your world. That's what you're going to create every moment of your life in your life. Now you say, well, everybody does that. That's what is the media today. That's what's going on today. We want to talk about the politicians we don't like, and we really should be just talking about the politicians we do like, the politicians that we endorse, that we feel are wonderful, that we feel are supportive of our desires for the good of the world. And when we do that, then we are empowering them to bring forth whatever it is that they're able to do, whatever it is that they want to do. Now, we really should go a step further than that. And a step further than that is to say that all is in divine order. Whenever you think of anything in the world, say all is in divine order. Ours is not to judge whether anything is right or wrong. Ours is not to judge whether we want to listen to it or whether we don't want to listen to it. Ours is only to say all is in divine order. And when we say all is in divine order, then we are saying what we are listening to is worth listening to. What we are discussing is worth discussing. What we are endorsing is worth endorsing. Those things that are valuable and good in our life are there because we have endorsed them, we have empowered them, we have talked about them, we have listened to them, we have thought about them, we have put our mind on that idea. Now, that's a big responsibility, you say. Well, yes, it is, and no, it isn't. If you say about everything in your life, all is in divine order. If you say about everything in your life, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, all is in divine order. If you affirm that and reaffirm that and know that is the truth about you, then that's what you'll experience. To the good, all is good. To the blessed, all is blessed. To the desirable, all is desired. We teach our children to think happy thoughts. We say, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. If you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. Say only nice things about yourself and your world and your friends and everyone that you know. Uplift them with your thoughts. When you go to get a blessing, you go to get something that's uplifting. You don't want the priest, the rabbi, the minister to say to you, you're evil, you're terrible, you're going to hell. And you don't want to hear that sort of thing because it's not true. It's just a way of their manipulating you, our own self manipulating us, to do what we think is right. Now, we shouldn't have to do that. We shouldn't have to manipulate ourselves to think that we're doing what we're doing is right and to think right. We shouldn't have to manipulate ourselves at any time to make ourselves do what is our highest and best. Now, just what is your highest and best? What is the most glorious experience you could ever have in your life? What is the most desirable experience you could ever know in your life? What is it? Well, what it is to be yourself and to have fun, is to be joyous and to be loving at all times, is to do that which is good and that which is beautiful and that which is bountiful, that which is a blessing. If you could just call every child a blessed child. This is Blessed Herbie. This is Blessed Ellen. This is Blessed Your Name. Yes. Oh, my. Doesn't that sound great? It's true. Do you have blessed children or do you have cursed children? Do you have a blessed husband or a blessed wife, or do you have a cursed spouse? What is it that you have? Whatever it is that you have is what you name and what you claim and what you put forth. I listen to what I want to hear. I listen to what I want to hear. And what I want to hear and what I do hear is that all is in divine order. All is in divine order. All is wonderful. All is fantastic. All is joyous. All is good. I listen to that which is beautiful. I listen to that which is bountiful. I listen to that which is wonderful. I listen to that which I am. And that's all that matters. Really, it's all that matters. Because whenever I listen to those things that are uplifting, that are responsive to joy, then I am going to experience them. I'm going to experience them, and you're going to experience them. The world is going to experience them. All the world is beautiful and good. All is in divine order. I like me. I'm a blessing. My world is a blessing. Everything's a blessing. All life is a blessing. What a wonderful life I have. All is it a blessing. All is delightful. All is wonderful. All is powerful. All is marvelous. All is what I am. Now, I listen to what I want to hear, but I also speak what I want to hear. And I dream what I want to have happen in my life. I am a blessing. My world is a blessing. Every being in my life is a blessing. Everything in my world is a blessing. I continually affirm that. I continually know that. I continually claim that. I continually am that. And I say, all my life is a blessing. I listen to what I want to hear. I have blessed children. I have blessed spouse. I have blessed everything in my life. The world, I bless my house. Every day I say, I surround my house with my pure white light of love, and all is in divine order. And then I surround my property with my pure white light of love, and all is in divine order. I surround my world with my pure white light of love, and all is in divine order. I surround all with my pure white light of love, and all is in divine order. I listen to what I want to hear, and I hear what I want to listen to. I hear what I want to listen to. All in the world is in divine order, and I live in a blessed world, in a divine world, in a wonderful world, in a glorious world, in a world that's filled with peace and love and truth and harmony, in a world that is just all that I ever want to know or ever want to experience or ever want to be, because it's my world and my creation, and I listen to what I want to hear, and that's all I hear. That's all I know is what I want to hear, and how great that is. Nothing could be more wonderful, more fantastic, more joyous, more super than that, because that's the truth about me. I listen to what I want to hear. And of myself, I love me, I love me, I love me, I like me, I like me, I like me. And of you, I say, I love you, I love you, I love you.